The following is a preview of the Crusade Channel's Mike Church Show. To listen to this entire amazing original presentation of the Crusade Channel commercial-free, purchase a Founders Pass membership for as little as 26 cents per day at crusadechannel.com. Failure to do so ensures the demise of the free world, the likelihood of Jeff Bezos selling you Soylent Green, and the financial security of the liberal media you claim to despise.
Really?
Yes, really.
So, what are you waiting for? Bernie Sanders to actually get elected? Go to crusadechannel.com, click the join button, and buy yourself a Founders Pass membership. Log into the site, download the complete version of this show, and then, how does the judge say it?
How about a fresca?
Enjoy your fresca. Having saved the free world and proved you actually do despise the liberal media and are now part of a real crusade. The Crusade Channel. King size truth. From radio-sized speakers.
Men. Other men. Ooh! Now, if you've ever read the Screwtape letters, now the, you know, uncles, dear uncle, I got it. I got this. I got it. I figured it out. It was a mark that has now been compromised. There's no doubting it. What's the point in talking about this any longer? What are we going to do about it? Crusade Channel, Mike Church Show, tries to propose answers. The first thing to do is to admit, okay, yes, the world could not have gone along with this had the church not given her permission to. And they, look, we know that throughout the course of history. Take slavery as an example. Oh, those Americans in the 1800s, man, they're the ones that could banish slavery. Every pope since the slave trade started, wrote either bulls, apostolic letters, or issued other documents against chattel slavery, selling of human beings for slavery purposes. Look it up. It led the way. It could not have, and look, it did exist for a time in some Catholic countries. But as soon as popes or good bishops got word of it, get gone. The point is that this sexual evil could not have permeated the remains, the smoldering remains of Christendom if its enemy was not on board with the takeover. That's what we're witnessing now. That's what we're coming to realize. Now, I wager you, I don't know enough about this, but I wager you that people far smarter, wiser, and with more revelation than I'll ever get have already written about this. I don't know if they've talked about it, but I bet they've already written about this. And now we're seeing the proverbial homosexual chickens coming home to roost. Again, so what is to be done about this? Well, you know, some people say, Mitter Church, please. This doesn't need to be a reform. We just need to get these bad guys and get rid of them. What about the ones that are already in formation? What about the ones that are already there? What are you going to do about them? If there's not a fundamental change in the way things are done, I think we already have a pretty good roadmap of where you could get some ideas to bring that about. Then this is going to continue, and you might as well just get used to it. Hell, you might as well join them. So I asked the question earlier. I wasn't trying to be mean. I wasn't trying to be rude. I wasn't snickering down my nose at anyone. It was an honest question. I asked the question, do you think lukewarm liturgy, of which we are currently, I don't even know that it's lukewarm anymore. Barely above body temperature. Liturgy and liturgical and private practices. And the same liturgy in the new mass. Is that the weapon that's going to bring this about? I would argue, as many others have, that it's the weapon that was used to bring it about. It's not the weapon that's going to end it. It's the weapon that began it, or at least it was in the arsenal. Now, again, you think I'm accusing you. You think I'm being mean. You think I'm running people off because they don't, or whatever the case may be. If you're not going to talk about this honestly, what in the hell is the point? What's the point of even talking about it? Let's go back to talking about Trump and the Space Force. Hell, I might even get on board with it. You know, it'd be a lot easier for me to just go, you know what? I'm just going to start the first Church of Mike. I can go Martin Luther with the best of them. Set me a tent up over there next to Six Flags over Heresy and have at it. Hey, what are they promising you in there? Oh, yeah, well, I can do that gospel, but you know what?